You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here is your host, Steve Blair.
Podcast, aka The Rink, the New York Rangers podcast versus the Washington Capitals. The New York Rangers, they win by a score of 4-2 at the Garden tonight, extending their winning streak to 7 games. Right now, the New York Rangers sitting right now third in the Metropolitan Division with an 18-10-4 record right now, slightly ahead, one game ahead of the Washington Capitals for playoff positioning in the future, months from now. But every game within the division or within the conference is crucial. Got a shout out to 30 saves tonight for Henrik Lundqvist tonight. Got two goals each by Rick Nash and Martin St. Louis. The New York Rangers had a lead as much as 3-0 in this contest. Held off a late flurry by the Washington Capitals, a lot of late push. But the New York Rangers, they extend their winning streak to 7 games. The boys are playing very good hockey, very, very good hockey. Let's start it off with the first period. The goal by Rick Nash, assisted by Matt Zuccarello and Derek Brassard in the first period, and then come back with a power play goal by Martin St. Louis in the second period. Still assisted by Brassard and Dan Boyle. Then Rick Nash cashes in a 3-0 lead within the third period. But Washington came right back, probably about 40 seconds by a goal by Kuznetsov. And then the goal about 4 or 5 minutes later by Alex Ovechkin. Thank you, Martin St. Louis, for showing life, breathing CPR into the power play, where he cashed in with 2 power play goals tonight. The boys are playing very good hockey. New York Rangers, capping off, with this win streak. Let's backpedal for a little bit. Flying to Vancouver, after like 4 or 5 days rest, they didn't play pretty much all last week. They had that Saturday evening game at Vancouver, and they came off with the big win in Vancouver, a statement win, wins versus, Calgary, Edmonton, and, the back-to-back when they flew to North Carolina versus the Carolina Hurricanes, and then the back end of that home-and-home stand with the Carolina Hurricanes with another win. The Rangers are just playing excellent hockey, making all the Ranger fans, all blue-shirt fellows, the nation very proud. A lot of things going on with the team, on and off the ice. The team, going through the things with the mumps. Get well, Lee Stempniak, get real well. Diagnosed with the mumps. The heartbreak, the trade rumors. JT Miller filling in, Chris Kreider. A lot of the guys on this team. You gotta tip it off. Start behind in between the pipes with Henrik Lundqvist. Pretty much 30 saves tonight out of 32 shots. He stretches his win loss record about 15-7-3 this season. So the New York Rangers are on a roll, and that is what we need as a Bleed Blue fan base. As we know, they are giving something. They are the only team right now that has given the Bleed Blue show, the Bleed Blue fans, something to cheer about. Nonetheless, I definitely want to go back to the. I think it was the second period. We had the there was a penalty. You had the penalty with Chris Kreider with the tripping. 8 minutes into the period. There was also that too many men on the ice period, and then the Zuccarello, Matt Zuccarello penalty. towards the end of the second period. But the penalty killing for this team was phenomenal tonight. The penalty killing for the New York Rangers was phenomenal. The penalties in itself, they're stupid. They're mental errors. Carter with the tripping. Then just mental farts with the too many men on the ice and also the tripping with Matt Zuccarello. But the penalty killing has been awesome. Great job by Dan Girardi tonight on the back end of the defense, and also Ryan McDonough, the captain. They did it very well. They contained Alex Ovechkin pretty much throughout the night until, he finally got his game off, towards the end, in the third period. But the defense played very well tonight. The goaltending, the defense, the pucking, puck in the neutral zone. A lot of stick action tonight. A lot of, there was a great spacing on the ice tonight as far as the guys not being a log jam, creating lanes for opportunities to break away. There was a few breakaways tonight. A lot of 2-on-1s, even on the penalty kill. If it was Brassard and Rick Nash on the breakaway or Kevin Klein. The Rangers, they play at a very steady pace. They play not too slow, but they played at a rate where they created opportunities out of nothing. And this beautiful hockey. We're in the midst of beautiful hockey right now as New York Rangers fans. Currently right now on a 7-game winning streak. Right now, and it's time to, back to Rick Nash. Like we said before, he's second in the league right now in the NHL in goals. I'm cashing in with 2 goals tonight. That's upping it up to 22 for the season. Top 10 in points right now. Plus minus right now of plus 16. I mean, he's almost playing at an MVP rate right now. He could be a candidate for MVP if the Rangers were to up their record even more for the tops in the division, a top 3 spot. You can't talk early MVP talks the way he's been playing. He's been that good this season. 36 points, 14 assists, 22 goals. There's not really much you could really add. This is what we kind of asked for, in the trade a couple seasons ago from Columbus Blue Jackets. And I know there's been also other frustrations for New York Rangers fans. I know, they felt, especially the player himself, Dan Boyle, feeling, after coming back from injury, he felt that he could have more contributions on the ice as far as goal scoring, because that's pretty much what they brought him over here from, from San Jose. But I think his game will come as the season goes. But I just love the fact that this team is able to be efficient. And especially in the Carolina game, the one in Carolina, the ability to come back and, fight through adversity to overcome goal deficits. It seems like, you could have mailed it in, forcing the game into overtime and then also into a shootout and winning the shootout, getting the points there. Everything right now is pretty much is clicking for the New York Rangers. Just outstanding hockey. Is a lot of consistency. I'm just pumped, man. Just very pumped. If I was to go back, the shifts were clean tonight. Kevin Klein and Ryan McDonough, respectively, over 20 minutes, a little bit under 20 minutes, respectively, of ice time tonight. And that's what I kind of want to see. I don't want to see overkill as far as on the shifts, not too long shifts. So get in there, bust your 120 seconds of ice time, skate efficiently, move the puck. Create lanes for your teammates, create opportunities, finish checks, you're checking on the boards. The team has been playing well, man. Every facet. You're going to give up goals here and there. Lundqvist has been playing very well between the pipes, and then Cam and his plays on off nights for Henrik. But as a New York Rangers fan, I'm definitely totally happy. The shots on goal, you know, Dan Boyle, you know, he's going, like I said, he's going to get his opportunities. He logged in a little under 20 minutes with his four shots on goals tonight versus the Capitals. You know, Martin St. Louis, you know, I know some Rangers fans say, hey, when is he, you know, even our, you know, Bleed Blue analyst, Travis, when he comes on to our Future Rink podcast, you know, when is he going to break free as, you know, the Martin St. Louis of old? Well, I told, you know, as I said to him and as I say to other Rangers fans, Martin St. Louis is a gamer. And, you know, his game in December, mid to late December, you know, we want to see him succeed. We want to see him excel. We want to see him put the puck in the back of the net. But, I mean, it will come. This is what he does. He's a goal scorer, and this is why we got him. And as long as he's doing that in April and May when it counts, when we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, well, first we got to get to the playoffs because right now I believe we're sitting still at the 8th seed despite the win streak. We still have to climb the ranks of the Eastern Conference. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, because of the inconsistent start that we had at the start of the season, we still have to climb out of the hole that we dug ourselves in. But nonetheless, Martin St. Louis will get his goals. He will get his opportunities. He will get his shots on goal as far as putting it in the crease versus the opponents, versus the teams that we play, you know, going forward. I'm not worried about Martin St. Louis at all. He's gonna deliver when it needs to be, even despite his age. He's a crafty. He's a pest on the ice. Basically, he creates opportunities. I'm not worried about him. You know Carl Hagelin, Dan Girardi. Let's see. JT Miller, Mark Stahl was, you know, and Derek Stepan, you know, very effective tonight on the ice. Overall, great game, guys. Overall, great game. So right now, the Rangers, right now, they, you know, technically are ahead of the Washington Capitals in the standings based off the win, even though they're tied in points. I remember when we were doing the rink earlier this hockey season, and we were at a plus one, I believe, in goal differential. Probably about not the last time we did the rink, but maybe the time before that, as far as point differential for the season. Right now, the New York Rangers are clicking at a plus 16 in goal differential. So pretty much almost a 15, maybe about a 15 goal swing since about, you know, a couple weeks ago when we did the rink. When we did that podcast, the guys are just playing absolutely fantastic hockey. You know, they've shown they can win on the road. They're starting to defend home ice with one of the better home records in the Eastern Conference, along with the Islanders, Canadiens, the Lightning, the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Rangers have played very well as of late at the Garden after a shaky start. And they played well versus great teams, too. You know, that Montreal win that Sunday night, somehow they just can't get out of the way of Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is just one of those teams that just provides a nightmare matchup with Steven Stamkos, Ryan Callahan. That team, you know, because of the motivation, too. You can't forget that. But the Rangers are looking pretty much good right now, you know, coming off this 4-2 victory over the Washington Capitals. And the most important win because of, you know, where the team sits currently in the conference. Happy for the boys. But, you know, heading into Christmas and to the New Year's, you know, the next time the New York Rangers take the ice versus the New Jersey Devils at the Garden, and then they'll be on the road, you know, at the Dallas Stars and then at the Florida Panthers. And then they come back home after the new year versus the Sabres. And then they fly west again, and, you know, play versus the Anaheim Ducks. So right now, these are some winnable games. You know the Devils right now, you know, they're not playing as well as New Jersey Devils hockey as they could be. So, but nonetheless, it's still, you know, the Hudson River series, it's still a tough game nonetheless. You still got to play, you know, you can still come out and come out flat. But if the Rangers keep on playing the way the Rangers have been playing thus far this season, they should win Saturday evening at the Garden versus the Devils before they take, you know, they fly to Dallas and take on the Dallas Stars. And, you know, Dallas is pretty much playing, I believe, 500 hockey thus far this season. But you got to play, you know, a top-ranked team in the West like the Anaheim Ducks. After you play Buffalo. You know, Buffalo's not, you know, Buffalo's one of the bottom teams right now in the East. Still trying to find their way in Atlantic Division. But, you know, the New York Rangers have been capitalizing. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So who knows, you know, when Stempniak gets back from the mumps, you know, he's probably, yeah, I say he's about day to day, you know, diagnosed with those mumps. I'm just such a happy fan right now, you know, the 2-0 win, the shutout win, avenging themselves versus the Oilers almost 10 days ago. And then an impressive win versus the Calgary Flames in a tough place, that Saddle Dome out in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That 5-2 victory they had. When we talk about that game, you know, Henrik Lundqvist was spectacular in that game. Okay, we didn't have an opportunity to talk about that game where, you know, I was, you know, as I was following that game, watching that game, they just shot out, just like they did tonight, to an early lead. And not only just an early lead, but huge leads, okay? Not like just 1-0s with a bunch of shots on goal, or maybe, let's say, 2-1, you know, with a lot of pressure. I mean, these guys right now, I mean, they're jumping off the 3-0 leads with a gang of shots on goals, pressure. It seemed like, you know, the teams that they're playing cannot get into complete rhythm as far as what they want to do with the puck to be very efficient of how to attack how they want to be. In the Calgary game, you know, just like the game tonight, which is the Washington Capitals, Rittenhouse, he jumps off with an unassisted goal. You know, I think that was like around his 19th or 20th of the season. And then, you know, Chris Kreider, we could get him going. You know, he got his, you know, his goal. You know, he probably at 5 or 6 for the season. And then Rick Nash comes back with another shorthanded goal in the second period. And then Stephon was assisted by St. Louis, you know, and then hockey assisted by Henrik Lundqvist. I mean, we're talking about jumping off to early, huge lead. Versus, you know, pretty good teams. You know, Calgary's a pretty decent team. You know, they might make the bottom half of the West. And then, Carl Hagelin seals the deal, you know, with the empty netter, you know, to pretty much, you know, when Calgary was trying to put extra men on the ice. It's just awesome, man. It's just been an awesome watch. If there were other things I wanted to see, I definitely do want to see more scoring. You know, with Broussard, I like to see the captain get more goals too, or more assists, even from his defensive position or his defensive post. I like to see Girardi's minutes to stay around where they are, about around 20, 21-ish, you know, depending on the game, depending on how the flow of who we're playing and how close the game is. I could, you know, you can expect 24, 25 minutes of ice time, depending if it goes into overtime. I feel that some players who feel they're down on their luck and have been real outspoken in the media on television or in the newspapers, not getting the opportunities because they're putting too much pressure on themselves. I say do not worry about it. You're an NHL, you're a professional hockey player, and if you've been around, as you've been around, like you have Dan Boyle, your opportunities will definitely come to get back into the you know the scoring, whether it's through the assist route or through the pipes, beating goalies. But going back early to the week, we got other news. That a year extension for backup goalie Cam Talbot. For 1 year. I think he's a solid backup goalie to Henrik. I think we're all right in decent position. The team, like I said, as I have said before, would love to be deeper on lines. More trade or more personal moves in us. I think, we can get another scorer or more of an enforcer. More of a tough guy, a bruiser, a bully on skates, okay? A goon. I think that's the Rangers, what they're missing. A lot of these championship teams, they have the big guy, the tough guy. I don't really see or think we don't even have that. It may not be prevalent now for the New York Rangers for that type of hockey player, but I feel that it's probably going to be needed going further deep into the regular season. They're a finesse team. They are a fun team to watch. They create opportunities. You got the forwards. You got speedsters like Carl Hagelin, and you got Kevin Hayes and Chris Kreider. When they called JT Miller back down from Hartford, they brought him onto the roster. Stepan came back from his injury. Matt Zuccarello is fine. Excuse me. And then also, Dan Girardi, Ryan McDonough, pretty much holding down that, the defense line with Mark Stahl and John Moore. I think the roster is fine. I think we got the wingers that we need. We got goal scorers on each ring outside of the center. Like, on one side, we got Rick Nash, and then we also got Martin St. Louis to put the pressure on from each wing spot on that first line. Loving what I'm seeing, guys. Loving what I'm seeing. So when you guys, as you listen to this podcast for the Bleed Blue Show, the rink, knowing that the 7-game winning streak, this is the highest point, not only of the New York Rangers season, but any of the team sports that we root for thus far since we've been in existence. So it's been exciting on the hockey front. We got a top 10 player in total points, top 2 in the league in goals. Exciting. They got somebody we could rep. But the season goes on, man. Definitely the season goes on. We got, two of our, non-homegrown Rangers contributing in 2 goals. We just beat a good hockey team tonight. Way to go. Absolutely way to go. But it's back to the drawing board, guys. So, as Washington, I believe their next game will be versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as we said, we got the Devils, and then we got, a few games between after Christmas and then a little bit after the New Year. So an exciting time to be a hockey, you know, be a hockey fan in the New York area, not just the, the Rangers, but if you, if you're an Islanders fan, maybe we could get that old rivalry reflamed, the Rangers and the Islanders, those wars back in the 70s, the 80s, as they're playing pretty much good hockey, although they have lost tonight to the Canadiens, the Islanders, but even though outshot tonight, but this is the difference between when I say shots on goal. Every shots on goal, whether it's the quantity version or the quality version. Yes, the Capitals have outshot the New York Rangers tonight, but it was more about the pressure the New York Rangers have put on the Capitals pretty much the first 46, 47 minutes of hockey that pretty much determined the game versus the late burst, what the Capitals try to do towards the end of the game. So I feel that you just got to keep it up. Coach V, what you have been doing with the system, continue to do what you do. Continue to do what you do. The power plays tonight, the New York Rangers, opportunities galore, as between both teams, really, 12 total power plays, 5 for the Capitals, 7 for the Rangers. The Capitals pretty much at a 20% rate, where the Rangers was able to bang in 2. And I believe when I talked with Bleed Blue Show analyst Travis, as far as the Rangers, I would love to be at minimum a 20% rate on a power play. 2 out of 7 is not bad. It could be better. If we could aim for that 3 out of 7, right under 50%, that'd be great. The Rangers just dominated on the faceoffs tonight. And pretty much did a lot of takeaways and block shots. The defense, like I said, the defense was excellent tonight. Excellent. The penalties, a whole bunch of minors. What can you do? Gave up the power play goal. But the penalty killing was pretty much tremendous tonight, guys. Pretty much tremendous. It was 80% on the penalty. The penalty killing was at a rate of 80% tonight. And that's exactly where I want to be as far as defending these snipers, defending these puck hogs. Okay? Defending these puck hogs. There's nothing really to complain about. Just, when's the next Ranger game, Saturday night, whatever I'm going to be doing, I'm definitely going to tune into some lot of Rangers hockey. Especially the Devils. I can't stand the Devils. As Ranger fans, we all got buddies that are, Devil fans and Islander fans. But, we'll see how this goes as we deliver more New York Rangers podcast, The Rink, on the Bleed Blue Show here. We keep in touch with this journey. The boys are playing hockey the way they need to be playing hockey. And I'm excited. I'm totally excited. And then as we bring in the Blue Shirt fan base onto this platform to voice their opinion, to voice their even the disgust as far as what they don't like, what they see with this hockey team. It's going to be, one hell of a 2015 for the New York Rangers, the Broadway Blue Shirts. That would conclude this episode of The Rink, New York Rangers podcast versus the Washington Capitals. But other than that, guys,
can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?